Soccer Amarim sees shoots of progress in Man United shootout win at Arsenal. London, Manchester United boss Ruben Amarim said his team are still improving, as Sunday's dramatic FA Cup penalty shootout victory over Arsenal points to a more positive future after a difficult start to life at Old Trafford. United fans have suffered several false dawns in recent seasons, with development under Amarim's predecessors Erik ten Hag and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer largely a case of one step forward and two steps back. Amarim may have wondered if he had taken on a poisoned chalice when a three-game unbeaten run to begin his reign was followed by a woeful run of results, with an unlikely victory over Manchester City in the middle. But having outperformed expectations with a brilliant display against Liverpool last weekend, United followed that up at Arsenal to keep their FA Cup defence alive. Amarim said he was particularly pleased with United's improvement on the 2-0 league defeat by Arsenal last month, when both the Gunners' goals came from set pieces. "I think we played, especially in the first half, we played better than in the first game," Amarim told reporters. "We were better in set pieces today, more aggressive. We showed a different spirit, even with 10 men, we're improving on that aspect." Second-choice goalkeeper Altay Bayındır and forward Joshua Zirkzee were ultimately United's heroes on Sunday after recent criticism. Zirkzee was booed off as a first-half substitute in last month's defeat to Newcastle United, while Bayındır was blamed for United's League Cup exit against Tottenham Hotspur. But both were key contributors to United's third-round win, where they were reduced to 10 men, which Amarim said was a lesson for his squad. "Your life as a footballer has cycles and moments, and sometimes in one week your life can change," he said. "You can see Altay, against Tottenham everybody was pointing the finger at Altay, and I understand that, and today he was our hero also. Joshua a few weeks ago had a small problem with our fans, and today every time he's going on the pitch you feel the support from the fans. Then he has the last penalty, so life is like that and you have to continue, being humble, to work every day, your time will come." Amarim also said he was not sure if forward Marcus Rashford, who was again left out of the squad, had played his last game for United. "He's a player for Manchester United, we'll see, he has to work, he has to represent his club and he loves his club, but I have to make choices," he said. Reporting by Sam Tobin, editing by Christian Radnage.